This is HPR episode 1876 entitled, Microblog, or, On Shaving Yaks and Doing Things. It is hosted by First Time Host Clacky and is about 9 minutes long. The summary is, why I'm making an HPR episode, and why I'm making a vaporware social network engine.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Time zone appropriate greetings, everyone. I'm Clacky, and I'm here to talk about my little project, Microblog. But first, I'm a not very long time listener, but I've been following HPR for a while, and I'm a first time caller. So I thought first I'd go into a little bit, why am I now recording an episode of HPR? I love free culture. I love that there's stuff out there that you can listen to wherever you like, you can watch it wherever you like. If you want to, you can remix it and you can put out your own version. And if we want a world like that, we have to create that culture ourselves. So I was listening to this great HPR episode about half a year ago in March 1726 by Nightwise, his 15 excuses not to record a show for HPR. And I thought that was really inspiring, and I was thinking, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go right ahead and just record something, whatever. I was thinking, maybe I'll do it when I'm running to the bus. But that didn't happen. But now, hey, a couple of months later, it's in the middle of the night, I should be sleeping, but I can spare an hour to do this, so now I'm doing it. I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it for me. I want to do things. I mean, I do things. I go to work and I feel pretty useful there. And when I come home, we have a great time together, the whole family. But I wanted to create something. I want to contribute back to the people who have created so many things for me. The whole community that has been creating all this software that I'm using every day, and the stuff that I listen to. I think the secret to getting things done is to do things. And doing things is difficult. The best way of getting into doing things is to start doing things. So now I'm doing it. Is a muscle that needs to be trained, and I'm starting to exercise that muscle. So I'm starting with HPR. So what is this microblog thing? Well, I just wanted to start some project, you know? Again, contribute back to free software and the whole culture that I've been enjoying all these many years. And that was one thing. And also, I just want to practice my, what Larry Wall called the whip aptitude. And I wanted to do it in Python. I've been working in Ruby. I know Ruby really well. But I really like Python, but I haven't been doing enough stuff in it. So the best way to learn is to do it. And then I figured, okay, I'll just start some project and I'll do it in Python because I want to learn Python. So what is microblog at this point? It's nothing. It's just vaporware. I put up a repository with the manifests, which is a list of things about what I would like the project to be when it's quote-unquote finished. And I did start something. There's some stubs there for a potential bus API. I started looking at one bus protocol, which is WAMP, builds on WebSockets. And I've been looking around that, but I didn't get very far yet. And that's sort of the whole character of this project. Because this is not really a project with an end goal, this is an excuse to shave yaks. I want to learn about Python. Okay, so I'll write a project in Python. I want to learn about async I/O. Okay, so I'll use the async I/O part of Python. I want to do stuff with the semantic web because I think that's really interesting and I've been studying it for a long time, but I didn't do anything practical with it. And the first time I saw Pump.io, I figured, hey, this is a pretty obvious thing to map onto a triple store backend, and nobody seems to have been doing that, so I'm going to do a project that does that. And then I heard about microservices, and I thought, well, this sounds like an interesting concept. I'll throw that into the mix as well. And also I've been following, that's almost like the original reason for starting a project is that I really liked the work that Richard Fontana has been doing on Copyleft Next, and I figured, hey, I'm going to use that in my next project. What project? I've never done anything public. Okay, well, I'll have to start a project then so I can use this thing. So those are the reasons for why a project and why all the technical details about the implementation, but why Microbe Log, why this software that works in this particular space. So I haven't told you yet what it is, but it's a social network engine like GNU Social or Pump.io, and I wanted to solve this particular problem because there are things I care about. I care about the federation of social networks. I care about free software, and in particular, Copyleft. And I care about clean, neat code that is readable, describes it in its intention, and is architected the right way. And I figure there is a space to be filled here, and that is bridging the federation, because the great sadness of the federation is the split that happened when Pump.io was introduced and Identica switched over to Pump.io, and there was never a proper bridge between Pump.io and OStatus. So I figured, okay, I'll fill that space, and I don't just want to do a bridge. I want to do a real client that can act in both networks, or a real server that can act in both networks. Well, they're peer-to-peer, so it's the same thing, really. So Microblog exists for the purpose of connecting the Pump network and the OStatus network. Yes, there is software that does this already. There's Frendica, and from Mike is Red Matrix, which is now called Hubzilla. But they're PHP. And I'm going to out my prejudice right now, and I'm going to say, I don't believe you can write readable and beautiful code in PHP. And also, Frendica and Hubzilla are not Copyleft. I want to contribute something to the Copyleft sphere. So that's the reason why I'm doing Microblog. I'm doing it in my spare time. I don't have any spare time. So the last time I touched the code was, maybe it was back in March, just after I heard that episode. I'm not sure. I would have to check. But I haven't done anything for several months. But now I've done this podcast episode and practicing that doing things muscle. So who knows, maybe next weekend, maybe the weekend after that, I will do a small commit fixing a spelling error in the code that still doesn't do anything. We'll see. I'm Klacke, and you can find me on Pump.io at microcast, microca with a C dot ST slash CLACKE, or you can find me on GNU Social on quitter.se slash CLACKE. And you can find the beginnings of Microbe Log on gitlab.com/microbe log, one word. See you next time I get something done.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.